Yochid. On Yom Tif, you're allowed to bring a Korban Yochid on Yom Tif. Ein Ritzicha Deichoisa, still we can't kill somebody on Yom Tif. If so, Korban Yochid. Shur Deiches Yom Tif, it is Deich Yom Tif. Ein Adin, Shleite Ritzicha Deichoisa. That Ritzicha should not be Deich Yom Tif. So we have a sword to say that you should not be able, that Ritzicha cannot even stop a Korban Yochid. So Nichalaman Diyom Ein Adar Medos Graven Yom Tif, you hold no. That a korban yochid he can't bring on yontif, very good. There's no such svara. That's the machoikis if nedarim and nedavos are brought on yontif or not. See if yoda can't be brought, very good. El leman diyom and nedarim and nedavos craving the yontif, they could be brought on yontif. Ma'ikel ameima. So say the svara now that a korban could be brought on yontif and vesicha cannot be brought. So you see, a korban yochid is more important than vesicha. So vesicha should not even stop a korban a kain for bringing a korban yochid. El amar rabba said like this. Loi mi boy, not only the man diyam adar medavos craving be yomtiv, that you could bring korban yochid on yomtiv. Toho loi miskayim mi mizbechi klal, that you can't say this. Because if you're going to say that we do not take the kohen to be killed, what do you do with the post? The post says mi mizbechi. So there has to be some time that we do stop him. So about do we stop him from doing the korban yochid at least? And if you're the man diyam adar medavos ain't craving be yomtiv, hoksiv mi mizbechi. I mean mizbechi yam yuchidli. Ma nino tomit. The Yom Rachmanim Yim Mizbechit Echen Olamus. So Joshua is not like that. Mashm, even a korban seber, even from a tumid, which is a korban seber, still the pasuk says clearly. Now Yim Mizbechit means even from the special mizbech of the korban tumid, still the pasuk says you could take him lamisa. So even though you have a kavachayim to say you should not be able to stop him from being in the korban seber, not to kill him, but a korban is a special mizbech. Now Yim Mizbechit, even though it's a special mizbech for me of bringing a korban hatumid, which is a korban seber, still the pasuk says, if he has a chi of misa, you have a right to stop the korban and take him to be killed, and a different kohen will bring the korban. But that's the maskon, that's the pasuk that we do or take him away from the avodah because of ritzicha. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding the flam and vav and aleph by the two dots. Here, yeah, the Mishnah says, dinei momnis and hatumais via tyrus. We have a shal and dina mamnas a tumah b'tayro. So the Mishnah says there we start to ask min ha-godol. We ask the biggest dayan the question first, and then you come down to the smallest one. Whereas by dina nefoshes the Mishnah said the opposite. Ma'aschilu min ha-tzad. You start off from the smallest and then you go up to the biggest. We'll soon see why. But by dina mamnas we start off asking the biggest one first. Poshuk goes by dina mamnas, go straight to the point. You ask the shayla and maybe he'll be able to answer you. Or by Tumah B'Tayrus. So Moshe says, Omar Rav, Rav said like this, Ano Havoyi B'Minyon Devei Rebbe. I was part of the Bezdin by the Rebbe. I was part of them. Ominoi did they have a Maschil B'Reisho. And they used to start to ask from me the questions first. And the Chur at that time, he wasn't the greatest person. This was a question. How come they started to ask from him first? Why should have a Maschil B'Reisho? B'Minyon Devei Sekrikin. They used to ask him the Shaila first. The question is, I've won nan, maschilim min hagodol tnan. And now Mishnah says, the shayla of dini momnis, like there the shayla was momin, he's supposed to start from the greatest one first. So Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Amar Rabba, b'rei de Rovo, v'tema, some say, Rebbe Hillel, b'rei de Rebbe Valas, that shani min yona devei Rebbe. By the Beis HaMedrash of Rebbe, it was much different. Why? Tekula min yona min atzad hevi maschli. There all the times, they always used to ask from the smallest one first. And Rashi says, Mipnei anovo yisera shaisabo. There used to be an extra special humble bezdin. So there that nobody wanted to show off, like to say, I'm the greatest. Like nobody accepted to be asked from the greatest first. So they always started min hatzad. That's why this place of Medrash here, in this bezdin, they started with Rebbe first. Or Rav said, they started from Rav first. V'yoma rabba, b'rei de rabba, v'teima some say, Rebbe Hillel, braid Rebbe Valas, that you should know miyemois Moshe, from the times of Moshe, since Moshe Rabbeinu was meis, viyad Rebbe, and until Rebbe's time, leimetzino toiro gedula b'makim echad. We did not find anybody else that was the greatest person in learning, and also he was gedula, he was a great person of mumnis. He was wealthy, he had everything he wanted. So from Moshe to Rebbe, there's nobody in between. Rashi b'makom echad means Teirosan u'gdulosan shal Yisrael b'yodam echad, that they should be the leader of Klai Yisrael and have the greatest amount of Torah Shein kemoisa b'chol Yisrael b'atayro b'gdulo. V'goyin Moshe. Shein godol akol Yisrael b'malchus u'batayro. V'chein Rebbe v'nesiyos b'atayro. Rebbe was the leader, he was the Nossi, and Nossi was the biggest Talmud Chacham at his times. So we ask the question, is it true? For heavy Yeshua, either was Yeshua, the Chur was a godol b'atayro, he was there l'meterosa shel Moshe, and also he was a leader. So Moshe says, no, heavy Eliezer. It was Eliezer there also. Rashi says, Chavera b'tayra. He wasn't the only one Yeshua. He had Eliezer. He was also a big Talmud Chacham like Yeshua. But the more behavi Pinchas, the time of Pinchas, Rashi says, Mishemesi Yeshua ve'loza. After Yeshua and Eliezer died, Pinchas took over. And he was the greatest in Torah, and he was a leader. The Gemara says, no, heavy Zekanim. We had the Zekanim, Rashi says, Kogoynos, Niel, the Avtson, Oboyas. There was a Zekanim at his times also that had greatness in Torah. So Kitzah Pinchas was not a Yochid like the Doroi in Torah and in Gedula. So the Gemara of a heavy Shol, we had Shol, he was a Melech and he was a big Talmud Chacham. So Gemara says, no, heavy Shmuel Anavi was in his times. So the Gemara though, but for Hanach Nafshei, but Shmuel died first. So the Chur after Shmuel died, then Shol was the Yochid, he was the leader as Gedula and Torah. Gemara says what we meant to say here was, what Rabbi meant to say was, Kulei Shnei Kamrinin, the whole lifetime. That Moshe Rabbeinu, in his lifetime, he was the leader and the Godel the whole lifetime, and the same thing by Rebbe. In between, we do not find somebody that his whole lifetime was this way. Gemara says, why? For Heve David, we have David HaMelech. He was a Godel Batera, and he was a Melech. Gemara says, no, Heve Ira HaIra. He was at his times. Rashi says, Gemara Maikon says, Aminon, Tevi Masdulul Rabbonin Agabi Kerem, or Ksosas Vedovet Haya Manig Olav Leroshia. The kids, he was also a great person. The kids, Iri Ha'iri, he was also great at David's times, so it wasn't David by himself. No. Bismana just means, yeah, but Shaul was then also, though. It wasn't Yechidus, though. Shaul was there also then. Nach Nashifat Gemara, Iriya Ha'iri died. Samara says, Kula Shnei Kamrinin again. I mean the whole lifetime. That the whole lifetime of David we did not have, that he was a Godol, both in Gedula and in Torah. But the more of a heavy Shleimai, and we have Shleimai Melech. Samara says, no, heavy Shimei Ben Gera. Rashi Godol Hoya, he was also a great person in Torah. The Ashachon Shiora Dikras David Ayardim Belefish. Yeah. Fred Gemara, Ivo Kotlei, he was killed out. Where it says again, Kulei Shnei Kamrinin, a whole lifetime we do not have that he had the Gedula and the Torah together. For the more of a heavy Chizkiyo a Melech, he was a god of a Torah and he was a Melech. So where it says, no, heavy Shavnoi, there was Shavnoi. Rashi says, Shal Yeshiva Yosla Gedola Mishal Chizkiyo. He's like Beis Med, his Yeshiva was even greater than Chizkiyo. So Shavnoi was equal to Chizkiyo in learning. For the more though, by again, Voiktum, he was killed. So after he was killed, then Chizkiyo was the Yochid. So Mar says again, Kula Shnei Kamrinin. I say we don't have anybody that his whole lifetime he was the greatest in Torah and in Gedula, like from Moshe until Rebbe. For the Mar of a heavy Ezra, either was Ezra. So Mar says no, heavy Nechemya ben Chakliya. He also was a Godel Batera. Omar Rav Ada Barava, Afani Yomer. I could also say that Miyamos Rebbe from Rebbe's time. Ad Ravashi, until Ravashi, Le Metzino Torah Gedula B'Makom Echad. Like true. From Moshe Rabbeinu until Rebbe, there was nobody that had Gedula and Torah at the same time. But after Rebbe, the next one to have like that was Ravashi. But Ravashi, by the way, was an usher, he was rich, he had everything, and he was also the biggest Talmud Chacham at his times. For tomorrow, for heavy Huna Bar Nosim, Huna Bar Nosim was alive at Ravashi's times. And the Chur, he was also a big Talmud Chacham. Gemara says, no, Huna Bar Nosin, Mechef Hevi Kayef Lel Ravashi. He was bowed down, he like was under Ravashi. Ravashi was still greater than him. Therefore, Ravashi's times also, he was a Yochid Bigdula Uvatar. Then the Mishnah says, by Din and Nefoshois, Maschil Min Atzad. But by Shail of Nefoshois, of killing somebody, then we have to start to ask the smallest dying first, what does he hold? And then we go to the greatest one. By mom, this is the opposite way, but by nefashas, we start by the cotton. So the question is why? Minohan emili, how do we know this? That by a dozen of misi, you have to start from the smallest. Omar Rav Acha Bar Popa. Omar Akra, the Pasuk says, Loisana al Riv.
That means loisana al rav. Do not argue against the rav, somebody greater. So the kitzur Rashi says loisana al rav means tziv below yud. Mashmud means loitechalak al mufla shel bezdin. You cannot argue on the greatest of the bezdin. Hilgar, therefore, we do not start from him. Because if he would say right away that the person is chayiv misa, nobody could argue on him. And we always want to try and save the person from misa. So therefore, we start from the kotin, min atzad, in order that even though he would say he seems to be chayiv misa, other people could argue on him. But if he would start from the gadol, and he would say that the nidin is chayiv misa, nobody could argue on him. That's the pasuk of loisana ariv, uvidashin, it says without the yud, loisana arav. Can't argue on the amufla shebebezdin. Rabba bar bachon amr rab yechon mihokh from this pasuk. It says, Vayoy me dovud la noshev. David said to his people, and so I said, Bezdin there, chigru ish escharbo, everybody put on, girdle their sword. Vayachgru ish escharbo, they put on their swords. And then it says, Vayachko gam dovud escharboi. The dovud went last. So Rashi says, Vayachko no bachroi bacharboi means bachroi na nimnu olov, ledoinoi, mishomor b'malchus. He was the last one to give the psak to say yes, Uri is chayiv misa because he's Merba Malchus. He said, after the other ones gave the psak, who? Yeah. After he gave the psak, after they gave the psak, then Dova gave the psak. Omar Rav said, Shaina Odom le Talmidoi v'dan imoy b'dinu nefoshes. That if you have somebody's in the Bezdin, and he has a Talmud there, like he could talk it over with his Talmud, and both of them together could give a psak in din nefoshes. Rashi says, Shoyna Adam Talmidu means, Omar Eloi Ponu Meschus. He could show your Talmud why you think the guy should be potter, or why he should be chayiv, in the middle of the din. And therefore, he could also give his psak, and we could pass it according to the Talmud also. So he could use the Talmud and the rabbi together. For the more mace, we have a kasha. It says, Atahiras v'yatimeyoi sa'avu b'noi, horava Talmidu imoinu lehem shenayim. True, the Avid Din Torah by Tyrus and Timaeus, whether it's Torah or not, then you could have a father and a son, you could have a Rav and a Talmud, and they included like two. Rashi says, even though really these Psokim is only Biyochid, one person could pass in the Shaila of Dinei Tyrus, but let's say they had a Machloikis and you want to have the majority, so a father and a son is considered like two. Mashenkein, Dinei Momnis, Vedinei Nefoshers, here you need a Bezdin, and Vedinei Makis, or else Kiddush HaChodesh, when you want to make a Bezdin to make a Kaddish to Chodesh, or else V'Ibur Shono, when you want to make a leap year, Avu B'noi, if you have a father and a son there in the Din Torah, Harav HaTamidoi, Rebbe and his Talmud, and Moinon Lehem Elo Echot, they're only considered like one. We had before Kroivim Apsulim to be a Dayan. So they're only considered like one, they can't be considered like two. So it's a Stira. How come B'yos we say that, what did Rav say, that Shoyin Odom HaTamidoi, V'danim v'din nefoshes. They could even pass v'din nefoshes. The chur is only like one, not like two. Tzmur says, Ki kama Rav. When did Rav?